This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, final segment with Mike Cernovich, and we're talking legal stuff with Mike right now, and I want to get his take on what he would do if he was Michael Cohen, because, you know, Trump is obviously the final target here. Trump is the target. Trump is the enemy that they're trying to take down. They're just going to all these other conduits to try to get people to quote-unquote flip, but Mike, I mean, it seems like it's clearly unconstitutional, this raid on Cohen's house, his office, his hotel. I mean, what would you do if you were Michael Cohen? I mean, this is such an abuse of power by Mueller sending the FBI in there. I mean, what are Cohen's options, or do they just sit and wait and build a case?
Well, there's some breaking news right now. The Inspector General has sent a criminal referral of Andrew McCabe to a U.S. attorney. So this story just hit. If the crew can go to my Twitter timeline and just retweet it. So you and I, maybe we made it happen because, you know, we were just talking about how either Comey lied or McCabe lied. Had to be one or the other. But now breaking news, and again, it's coming from CNN. So we would never want to stake our reputations on a CNN report. But according to CNN, the Justice Department's Inspector General has sent a criminal referral regarding former FBI Director Andrew McCabe to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington. According to a source, wow, this is a blockbuster, Owen. This is massive.
But this is why they're panicking, Mike. You know as well as I, they've got look, if they conducted the same raid on a Comey or a Clinton or a McCabe or a Rosenstein that they did on Cohen, these people will be locked up for life with the evidence they could get. I mean, it's just insane. So does Cohen just kind of sit back and wait for all of their corruption to be exposed before he acts?
Well, I actually I read an interesting thing on Twitter because I did buy Comey's book also. When they found out that pedophile Wiener had access to classified emails, the FBI actually, rather than getting a warrant and seizing Hillary Clinton's private servers, what they actually did was said, oh, can we just work with your lawyers on this so that, you know, we don't breach attorney-client privilege? So when it came to Hillary Clinton, they really, really, really cared a lot about the attorney-client privilege. So you're right. Deborah Wasserman Schultz and the Awan brothers, every email sent to or from a congressional member is now in the hands of potentially terrorists in Pakistan because of the Debbie Wasserman Schultz scandal. But they didn't take her email, but they go after Cohen for allegedly, you know, paying off some kind of porn star. But this shows how shook they are, and this is a really, really, really big development here.
So what do you think happens then? I mean, what do you think, what are the tea leaves that Mike Cernovich sees right now with McCabe and Comey now in the legal crosshairs?
Well, I mean, there's a reason McCabe raised $500,000, right? Remember that GoFundMe?
Yeah, and he was even still getting a pension, too.
Yeah, he'll get his pension when he's 57. He just doesn't get it when he's 50. Oh, poor baby. You don't get a lifetime pension at 50 years old.
Yeah, you're a corrupt scumbag in a bureaucracy, and you don't get your pension. Oh, I'm so upset.
Well, imagine, think about the people who work for a living. I mean, I'm not going to get a pension at 50. Maybe when I'm like 80 or something, I'll be able to retire. But yeah, that's what I like. But he knew that he did something bad, and that's why they held that GoFundMe early on when everybody thought he was a victim. So here's my question, then. And I'm just asking questions, you know. Then again, I don't care. McCabe's lawyers can threaten to sue me out, and I slap them next Tuesday. Did McCabe raise that money in bad faith because he knew he was facing criminal peril, and he didn't disclose that to his
Was McCabe possibly fundraising for legal fees? And then think about the nitwits that actually gave him money. How dumb are they going to feel when McCabe goes under? Unbelievable. Mike Cernovich, great stuff as usual. Follow him. him at Cernovich Media. On the other side, we're going to be joined by the individual that went into Starbucks and got a free coffee because he's black.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Owen Troyer filling in for Alex Jones here, and I am now joined by Hotep Jesus. And he was the individual that went into Starbucks and requested a coffee, just had to say racism, and he got a free coffee. Boy, it's amazing. The liberal nonsense never stops providing opportunities for content. So Hotep Jesus joins me now. What was your motivation or your idea? How did this idea come to you when you decided to walk into Starbucks and say, hey, give me a coffee or you're racist? Did you expect them to give you the coffee? And what made you think of that?
It was not a single doubt in my mind that I was going to get that coffee. Not a single doubt. You know, I understand liberal politics. Been studying it for a while now. And understand that. And I've tweeted this before. I said, if an individual, especially a black individual, wants to excel in this society, they should follow the liberal narrative and all doors and opportunities will be open to them. And I knew it would work. I knew it would work. So I decided, you know, I said, you know what? I'm standing here by this Starbucks. I had this idea in my mind. I said, let's test this thing out and see what happens. The video started to go viral on Periscope, and now here we are.
Well, and it's such a brilliant idea because not only does it just show you how the average individual will just totally back down. It's like, oh, I don't want to be a racist. Here, have a coffee. Have a coffee. But then also, you expose how predictable they are. I mean, that's the most incredible thing about it. I loved your face when I asked you. I was like, did you expect to get that coffee? You're like, are you kidding me? I could have walked out of there and owned that Starbucks.
I actually think that I could continue to do this every day of the week as long as this story is relevant. I do believe that I could walk into another Starbucks and get a coffee.
Now, are you planning on doing that? I mean, I don't want to out your plans. They're not going to listen anyway. They won't even know. But I mean, are you thinking about doing that?
If I happen to be near a Starbucks, I absolutely will do it again. I'm not going to go out of my way to do it. But if I'm near one, yes, better believe.
You know what? I mean, why stop at a coffee? I mean, maybe they'll give you a cookie, too. I mean, what else they got? What else can they give you?
I could go for a chocolate chip cookie.
There you go. Yeah.
And
if they give you a white chocolate chip cookie, I mean, that now you're talking lawsuit.
Now that's racist.
Exactly. Exactly. No, but it's crazy because, so I don't even know. So the original story, though, that started this whole Starbucks thing, which then you hijacked into the Matrix and then stole that energy for yourself and made the viral video. Exactly. I mean, the whole thing is just so insane to begin with to me. I mean, I'm sure that you could probably find an event like this almost daily where someone's loitering in a coffee shop or something and they get asked to leave. I had a Brandon Tatum on with me the other day. He said when he was a police officer that he had to do stuff like this all the time. He'd be like, hey, you got to go. You're not, you know, buying anything here. You got to go. Same thing with the parking lot. Some parking lots say, unless you're shopping here, you can't park here. It's the same deal. But they make a whole issue of it because they make it a race thing. It's just, it always comes down to just avoid the actual subject, which would be is this guy loitering legally or is he shopping? And it just becomes, it always just turns into a race thing with these people.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, so this thing is pretty sticky, right? So do we know the name of the person that called the cops?
I couldn't tell you the name. I assume it was the Starbucks. The reports say it was the Starbucks that called the cops.
Yeah, so it's funny that this lady calls the cops. I think she's terminated now, but we don't know her name. We don't have her picture. Why is that? She's just like some mysterious lady. But we have these black gentlemen. We know who they are.
That's actually really interesting. Because you would think if it was a white lady, they'd plaster her picture everywhere.
What was her nationality? What was her race?
I have no idea. That's funny how we don't care.
I'm going to assume it's a white woman. Because if it was a black woman, I'm sure the picture would have been up there. And let me just say this, too. We may not... I hate the whole race-baiting thing. Granted. But as a black man, if I know an establishment is calling the cops, because I'm a black man, I'm getting the hell out of there. I would not have been arrested. I'm like, oh, they're calling the cops for loitering? All right, we'll stand outside. So, that's my only gripe with these gentlemen. Like, why were they so stubborn? If they were aware that the cops were being called, why were they so stubborn to stay there? Were they, like, trying to exercise their rights? Did they feel like they're being racial profiled? Because at the end of the day, you can't loiter. Like, I can give that to you. You can't loiter. But as a black man, I do expect to be arrested.
Well, and I got to say, too, it almost makes me question whether this wasn't some sort of a setup or some sort of a publicity stunt where they plan the whole thing and they say, yeah, call the cops and then we'll get arrested and it'll become a media story. Yeah, like, why wouldn't you just leave? And the lady that called the cops, the Starbucks worker, was actually an Asian lady. So I guess they just didn't want to touch that or whatever. But I'm surprised they didn't say, you know, she's a big racist.
This is Black Lives Matter's fault. This is the same thing that happened to Sandra Bland, right? It put the battery in these people's back. And whenever something pops up, the first thing they say is race. They don't look at it agnostically or objectively and say, am I in the wrong here? They just immediately decide to rebel. When Sandra Bland was pulled over, she was going to walk away with a warning. But she had the cigarette in her hand. She didn't want to put it out. She was being disobedient. And I don't blame Sandra Bland. RIP to that beautiful young lady. She was actually hotel. And after that incident, she was attacked by Black Lives Matter, which I hated. But the truth of the matter is, it's Black Lives Matter fault for making black people think everything is about race. And it's not the case.
Well, and it also...
What we have to do is...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, and I think that it also creates this victim mentality where they approach every situation as a victim. And so they think they're righteously... You know, in the right because they're a victim and they don't understand. That's not what people are looking at this situation like. You know, they're looking at this not, oh, you're a black man loitering. They're saying, hey, you're not shopping here. We have paying customers. You got to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's Philadelphia, right? We all know Philly. Philly isn't, you know, the safest city, I should say. I don't know if there were previous incidents of crackheads or dope addicts, you know, loitering. We don't know, right? So this could have been premeditated, right? This person could have dealt with this on an ongoing basis, and this is just how they handle it. But me, as Hotep Jesus, when I walk into an establishment and I'm going to stay there for a while, I'm going to purchase something. I don't understand why they decided they were above purchasing a muffin or coffee. And I don't want to sound like I'm attacking them. I just don't understand the thought process.
Well, and I think it goes back to what you were saying earlier, and you want to, you know, put the spotlight on Black Lives Matter. Maybe this is a thing where they make them feel entitled. So it's like Black Lives Matter now, oh, you're a victim, so you're entitled. And so they feel like they're entitled to sit here and not patronize the business, and then they get arrested, and it becomes a national issue because they want to make it a race thing. But my guess is, and I'll ask you, if it was two white individuals that went in there and loitered and got arrested, do you think it would be a national story?
No, absolutely not. This thing wouldn't have gotten past the local newspaper.
Probably wouldn't even have made it in that.
The hot thing right now is race. If you take a black man and you can paint it as racism, that's national news. the media is going to make paper, serious paper off of that. And I've been calling this out since 2014. That black people are being used by the media for clicks and ad money. And black people are volunteering for it. What they don't realize is black people are portraying themselves as weaklings across the entire globe. This is not power. Hotep is power. We would never portray ourselves as weaklings or victims. And I don't like it.
Well, and again, it just shows you the mindset where they feel like in the right, like, oh, yeah, this should have been a national story. Yeah. And then Starbucks, they're going to close down thousands of stores, bring in Eric Holder to do some racial bias training at Starbucks. I'm a liberal. I mean, it's a liberal company, and they don't even know what they're doing. I mean, it's just the whole thing is madness. And you know what? Hold that thought. Hotep Jesus is with us. He's going to stick with us for another segment. I don't know. You know what? Starbucks should just shut down. Starbucks is the KKK. I mean, Starbucks is the KKK. Shut them down.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So after some further research into the subject matter and further consideration into the series of events, I now have a new theory about what happened at the Starbucks in Philadelphia. So apparently, there was a black woman that worked there, and then when Holly Hilton, a white lady, not Asian, I'm going to correct that record in a minute here to explain, but Holly Hilton was the manager of the Starbucks that called the police that eventually led to the arrest of those black men. Well, there was a black lady, Leisha Cash, who worked there, who was essentially saying that Hilton was racist and cut her pay and eventually was trying to squeeze her out. I mean, it's like, so maybe, did she know those black individuals? How about that for a question? Did Cash know the black individuals that went into that Starbucks and then created the national news story so that they could tell you that this lady was a racist? Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, in Torrance, California, you had a white man get kicked out of a Starbucks for not paying and using the bathroom. And that was only discovered because there was a black man in the store, not an employee, just recording him, harassing the white guy. And then he got kicked out by the Asian lady who ran the Starbucks. So you had it happen in California, but the white guy left, so he didn't get arrested. And then it happens in Philadelphia, the black guys don't leave, so they get arrested. And then I ask, did they know Cash, who was a disgruntled employee from before? But here's the other thing about this. To say that this woman that works at Starbucks is racist, I mean, I don't know. But I feel like you can't work in the service industry and be racist. You have to deal with people from every walk of life that come in and shop. So you can't really, I mean, it just doesn't really make sense. But I don't know. I mean, just considering all the different angles here, I'm starting to think more and more that this thing was like some sort of staged publicity stunt, and then they might not even have known the type of coverage it was going to get. They might have thought they could just kind of keep it local there, and then it got all this attention. I mean, this whole thing just gets weirder and weirder to me. Hotep Jesus was the man, and his website, booksbybrian.com, also hotepnation.com, those are his websites. So he got the brilliant idea to go into a Starbucks and demand a coffee, otherwise they're racist. He's going to go get a free chocolate chip cookie after the show. And then his video goes viral. So there's, he got your Starbucks mug right there. Was that a free Joe? That was your.
This was the free Joe.
Now that
was the free Joe.
So we need to get that. We need to get that cup and put that cup in a glass case and save it for all eternity. There it is, right there. Oh, they even put your name on there. That's a great picture.
Oh, you know what I have a problem with, man? With Starbucks, I wasn't mad at Starbucks at first, but now I'm mad at Starbucks for this racial bias training. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, what does Eric Holder know about black people? What does the NAACP or the ADL know about black people? The black people really suffering in the hood. You see, Black Lives Matter, NAACP, and Eric Holder are not the voice of black people. That is the bourgeoisie that keep black people down. And Starbucks failed. They failed. If they really wanted to do some racial so-called bias training, they would have got some real people in the real world and not these bootlickers and Uncle Tom's. That's what they would have done. But they don't care about black people.
Well, what does this even mean? I mean, what is racial bias training? I mean, that, so basically they're insinuating just by doing the racial bias training that all their employees are racist. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Racial bias training is their PR attempt to save face. Nothing more, nothing less.
But what are they going to do, though? I mean, that's the thing. I agree with you completely.
What are they going to do? I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to go in there. They're going to push Black Lives Matter, LGBT agenda onto those people, right? And they're going to try and give Black people a certain privilege, I guess, at Starbucks. But really what's going to happen is it's like walking into a brainwash tank. And they're going to brainwash these people with liberal politics. No logic will be held in this meeting.
You are so correct. I guarantee you, that is so spot on. I guarantee you they immediately start pushing the Black Lives Matter propaganda. That's in fact, I bet you Black Lives Matter ends up running this sensitivity training.
Yeah, they're going to hand out Black Lives Matter paraphernalia. People will be signed up to Planned Parenthood email lists. I can't stand that organization. They kill more Black people than anybody. They're going to give them feminist propaganda. They're probably going to invite them to the damn slut walk next year.
I think the crew just suggested that they should now change their uniform to Black Lives Matter t-shirts. What do you think about that?
They might as well, because that's what it's going to turn into.
But it's funny. Now, pull up his tweet. Now, you got the free coffee. There it is right there. That is a legendary cup of coffee right there. Hotep Jesus. It's on the thing. He got it for free. And you had the brilliant tweet, my black privilege got me a free coffee. I mean, it's just insane. Honestly, I just can't believe how insane these people are that we deal with. You know, that's the craziest thing to me, is that they are so obsessed with identity politics. And they're so obsessed at proving to everyone that they're not racist or not this or that or the other thing, they can't even just live a normal life. Like, they can't just have normal social interaction.
Because liberals are the real racists of this country. Don't forget, it was the Democratic Party that was behind slavery. They did not want to abolish slavery. It was the Republican, the Whig Party, that was opposed to slavery.
Wow. So you know what? Hold on, Hotep Jesus. This is, you need to go to some sensitivity training. You need to go to the Starbucks sensitivity training, because you cannot say things like this. No, no, no.
Are you serious? I mean, liberals are what we call undercover racists. I'd rather you give me a blatant racist that calls me an N-word to my face than to give me a Hillary Clinton who had slaves. You can go Google that article, or DuckDuckGo that article. Who had slaves and calls you an N-word behind your back.
Or Hillary Clinton, she changes her cadence of her voice when she thinks she's talking to black people. It just happened again, like last week, she's speaking normally, and then she's bringing on a black guest, and all of a sudden she goes into her southern drawl again. And you're like, wow, this woman is actually so out of her mind now. She's changing her voice in real time in front of hundreds of people just to cater to a black audience.
You know who needs racial bias training? Liberals. That's who needs racial bias training. You know what racial bias training would be? Taking people like Hillary Clinton and making them live in the hood for a year straight. That's racial bias training.
Yeah, or just getting any understanding. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's all hearsay with them. They don't care what black people are dealing with or aren't dealing with. They don't know what it's like in an inner city school. They don't have a clue. They just sit here and they just project like they care.
Exactly. It's fake care. It's covert racism. I hate it. Hotep Nation is against it all. This is why you see us. You know, people get mad at me. They say, oh, you have all these right-wing people that are following you. Yeah, well, guess what? I'm team conservative, because liberals are disgusting.
All right, HotepNation.com, HotepNation.com, the Hall of Fame, free coffee for a black man.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I've been bamboozled, folks. I've been had. I was told by Alex Jones that he was working hard, fighting for InfoWars. But CNN got the leaked photo. Alex Jones is actually hanging out, chilling at his house. And CNN leaked the photo, guys. Show it. There it is. So I was bamboozled. I was told I was filling in for Alex because he was busy working, but there he is lounging in his luxurious home, just lounging. And CNN got the photo and leaked it. So unbelievable journalism by CNN to get into Alex Jones' house and get this graphic image of Jones lounging
while I'm covering the news on air. I mean, just unbelievable stuff. So there it is, Alex Jones lounging at home on a Thursday. You know, I mean, they're trying to sue us into oblivion, but there's Alex just chilling out. Now that is funny. All right. Here's the deal, though. We are under massive attack. They are trying to bring us down with these lawsuits. We're fighting back. You're fighting back by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Kit Daniels is working relentlessly today, pumping out news stories like a water geyser. Flashback, McCabe threatened to take everyone down with him if charged. Uh-oh. I was saying I thought it was going to be Comey that was going to be singing like a canary. But maybe it's going to be McCabe. McCabe likely faces charges, may take Comey down with him. So wait, you know what? Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. Let me just go through all of the Comey news, because it's kind of been a cyclical thing today. So here we go. All right, so we talked to Laura Loomer. Comey's on his book tour, The Higher Loyalty. His higher loyalty was to the Clintons, not to the United States, not to the Republic. It was his higher loyalty to the Clintons. So he let Hillary Clinton get away with massive crimes. And then they try to cover the whole thing up and act like it's not going on by demonizing Trump, attacking Trump. And he goes on this big book tour. He goes on the Stephen Colbert's. He goes on The View. He does all the whole tour, all the nine yards. There he is right there. It's possible that James Comey eats carrots after he removes them from his rectum. It's possible. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not reporting that he does that. I'm just saying it's possible. You know, after all, that's what Comey says. It's possible Trump got urinated on by Russian hookers. Well, it's possible that James Comey likes to stick a carrot up his rectum and eat it for lunch. But it's possible. I don't know. So he's on his book tour. It's a failing book tour already. He got like some $1 million advance for it. But here's the news. Dirty cop Comey was only taking pre-screened questions at first book signing event in New York City. Yeah, the whole thing is fake. Comey's fake. The whole thing's scripted. These people are the biggest phonies in the world. James Comey the phony. Lying James Comey. Lawmaker, Comey lied to Congress, suggests new evidence. Again, that's Kit Daniels at InfoWars.com. The story is there. Ex-FBI Director James Comey may actually face prosecution due to the growing evidence suggesting he lied to Congress and dabbled in corruption, according to a lawmaker. And now you have these investigations going on. It's all being exposed. He probably perjured himself. Then you have this from Fox News. GOP representatives refer Comey, Clinton, McCabe for criminal investigation. Now McCabe is in there as well. And so then it becomes full circle, and Kit Daniels goes into the time machine and reminds you, and the story's at InfoWars.com, McCabe threatened to take everyone down with him if charged. Bingo, bongo, boingo. There is the target. Mass systems fire. Okay, well, you've got... You know what, Jeff Sessions? Why don't you get off your damn ass? What is Jeff Sessions doing? The guy is like, where is he? MIA. Earth to Sessions. Earth to Sessions. Like, do we need to send out like a search squad? I mean, where is Jeff Sessions? What is he doing? So, Sessions, here's the deal, Sessions. I don't know what your deal is. I don't know if you're blackmailed. I don't know if you're compromised. I don't know if you're a wuss. I don't know if you're working behind the scenes with all this stuff. But if you want to be the greatest attorney general in the history of the United States, if you want to go down as a legend, if you want the name Jeff Sessions to be legend for humankind, to be legend for justice, to be legend for America, you will bring these people to justice. And you just found target number one, Andrew McCabe. He's told you he will sing like a canary. Get him into questioning. Earth to Sessions. Earth to Sessions. I need to send out like a sonar beam or something. Where is Jeff Sessions? You've got a stack of suggestions sitting on your desk. to do your damn job. What are you doing, Jeff Sessions? What is the Keebler Elf doing? But here you go. Uh-oh, Mr. McCabe, Andrew McCabe. This, folks, he is... But think about it. There's got to be at least one person of this whole criminal cabal that is willing to sell them all down the drain for their own skin. Of course there is. Of course one of these scumbags is going to try to save their own hide by selling the rest of them down the drain. I mean, folks, if you bring in Hillary Clinton, you just reeled in a 5,000-pound fish. You just reeled in a 10,000-ton whale. That's what Hillary Clinton is, the biggest criminal maybe on Earth, maybe in the history of Earth. I don't know. I can't get a damn investigation into the crook. Oh, so Sessions, Earth to Sessions, paging Jeff Sessions. So they're suggesting you start a criminal investigation into Clinton, Comey, and McCabe. McCabe says he's going to sing. And isn't this an admittance of guilt? What do you mean? I will take everyone down if I'm charged. That's an admittance of guilt. That's admitting that there's something to take you down. That's admitting that there's a whole criminal cabal that you could bring down. And Sessions is buried in a hole. Okay. All right. Have I screamed enough about that? Oh. You know, I mean, it's just such a joke. Everybody knows Hillary Clinton is a crook. Everybody knows James Comey's a liar, apparently, except Jeff Sessions. You know what, though? Patience is a virtue. And God will provide. And they're going down. And maybe they get to live out their life on Earth here for as long as they can. But they're going to burn. They're going to face justice when it's all said and done, folks. I mean, but McCabe, he'll take them all down. I mean, he basically admits it. And I mean, that is the face of scum. I don't know. Like I said, it's possible James Comey eats carrots from his rectum. I don't know it. I'm not telling you he does. I'm just saying I don't know. That's all I'm saying. That is one of the creepiest mugs. All right. Let me. You know what? I'm gonna do a news blitz on the other side, folks. But as you can hear, my voice is going. So I've been hitting the lung cleanse. I've been hitting the Super Silver Immune Gargle here, trying to maintain my voice, and it's actually working. You can tell it should be gone by now. If it wasn't for the Super Silver Immune Gargle. But we got huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. How about 50% off Super Male Vitality? This is one of the most popular products on our website. Great reviews. We don't need to sell it at 50% off, but we do because we want you to get a good deal. And then we trust, we have faith in our products that you're going to try Super Male Vitality for 50% off. You're going to love it, and then you're going to become a repeat customer. See, that's our game plan. That's our game plan, is to sell you the best product at the cheapest price and then get you to be a return customer. But you know what? That's fine. Let's say you don't like all these supplements. You're not a supplement person. Well, you use toothpaste, don't you? Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 5 tubes of Super Blue toothpaste, the best toothpaste on the planet. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the Emirates Essentials Natural Shampoo. Everybody washes their hair. Shop with the good guys. InfoWarsStore.com. Fund us, and we will defeat the globalists.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Do liberals like rock and roll? I'm just trying to find one thing that I could possibly have in common with these people. I mean, they hate freedom, they hate free speech, they hate guns, they hate America. Do you at least like rock and roll? I mean, can we at least go enjoy a rock show? Or do you hate that too? Because that's Americana, shredding a guitar. So, John Rapoport is going to take over in the fourth hour. I'm just going to do a news blitz here. It may not have any rhyme or reason to it because I just got these stacks of news all out of control here. But let me just quickly recap the stuff we have talked about. Oh, I didn't even get into this stack either. Oh, my God. I got another stack over here. So the big news that is developing right now, and you can monitor the situation at Infowars.com, is that you now have Republican members of Congress, and the Democrats should be on this too, but they're all about taking down Trump. So the Republican members of Congress have put the documents on Jeff Sessions' desk to begin a criminal investigation of Comey, McCabe, and Clinton. McCabe says if he goes down, he's going to take the whole crime syndicate down. And where is Sessions? And the joke is he's gearing up for tomorrow's big holiday. Mm-hmm. Reefer Madness with the Keebler Elf. So then you've got more evidence coming out, more reports coming out that the chemical attack in Syria was a false flag, more politicians, more war veterans, you know, intelligence people. Yeah, total false flag. You've even got the video of the kid that was in, well, allegedly in the chemical attack and his father that were allegedly there. And they came out and they did an interview saying, nope, didn't happen. Didn't see it. They can't even make up the mind. Was it chlorine? Was it sarin? Well, based on the narrative, they would say it's sarin, but it can't be sarin because if it was sarin, the people that are treating the people wouldn't have been able to breathe the air either. And then a CNN reporter goes and puts her head in a backpack that is allegedly covered in sarin gas and then lives to report on it. I just can't even believe it, man. I just, you know, it just shows you how pathetic these people are. Because I've been in political media for maybe 5 years now. Boston Marathon bombing happened, what, 2013, April 2013? I didn't care about politics, never followed politics, didn't even know a damn thing about politics. I knew, I studied history, I knew about the Constitution, I knew all that. But as far as news and current events and politics, I didn't care to watch it. But now, it took me five years to be better than anyone CNN could ever put on air. I'm not bragging. That's like being the tallest midget or something. It's just amazing how pathetic these people are. That they would go sniff a backpack they think is covered in sarin gas. I can't get over this. All right, that's fine. So then they push this new narrative that Cohen is going to flip on Trump, which doesn't even make sense. There's this thing called attorney-client privilege. And then you can't flip. There's nothing to flip. It's just a misnomer to act like there's something to flip. There is nothing to flip. You guys are flipping crazy. H.R. McMaster's father's death labeled suspicious and is being investigated. Okay, I don't know what the deal with that is, but there you go. Oh, Nikki Haley. You know what? I'm not a big fan of the warmonger Nikki Haley, John McCain, and drag. So I'm just going to say this. Seriously, she just has an air of arrogance and evil. That's just my opinion. But let me just ask you this, and I'll move on. As the ambassador to the United States, Nikki Haley, what has she accomplished? Has Nikki Haley, what would you say? Has Nikki Haley been responsible for more bombings? Or has Nikki Haley been responsible for more peace treaties? How many peace treaties has Nikki Haley negotiated? How many bombings has Nikki Haley negotiated? Oh, well, she just had another one in Syria. She blamed Assad before it even happened. So Nikki Haley is a warmonger who has a much stronger resume for bombing people than for peace treaties. Great ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. China stages last-minute live fire drill in show of support for Russia. Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com. So China's doing live fire drills in the sea. You've got the South China Sea military issue going on. They're building islands out there. Thousands of U.S. troops amass on Syrian border for military drills. So now the U.S. continues to maintain its presence over there in Syria. And now they're doing drills. So that's not good news. McCabe threatens to bring everyone down if he is charged. And, of course, the Congress is now begging Sessions to do his job and investigate these crooks. He's hiding in the Keebler elf tree. Russian-American flight connection could be severed as U.S. reduces visa issuance. So now the U.S. is basically stopping issuing visas to Russians. They're stopping Russian pilots. They, you know, they don't want us to get along with Russia. You know, Russia is the bad guy, so we can't get along with Russia, even though Russia's nationalist and, you know, they like guns and Christianity and stuff. So, you know, they're the bad guy. The liberals really expose themselves by celebrating Barbara Bush's death. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some fan of Barbara Bush, but you just don't dance on the dead. I mean, especially professors and media members. I mean, that's just shows you how crazy they are. New York Governor Cuomo grants 35,000 paroled felons the right to vote. Why do you think he did that, folks? Because the Democrats are freaking out they might lose in New York, and they're trying to do everything they possibly can to get more votes. So whether it be non-citizens voting or now felons voting, that's what Cuomo is going to do to try to stay in office. Because he can't stay in office based on his merit. I mean, the guy's a total scum. Hogg angers Holocaust survivors. This is Attention Hogg. By publishing a book, hashtag never again. Oh, my God. Never again, David Hogg, the camera hog. How about never again a false flag leading us into war? How about that? How about never again a million babies aborted in the United States? How about that? How about that for a never again? No, David Hogg, you are a Democrat pawn. Man jailed for life after deliberately infecting men with HIV. So you get jailed for life for that. I think this story is out of England. You know, journalists don't even tell you where these stories are anymore. It's such a joke. Like, do people even go to class? So I have no idea where this story happened, but I know it didn't happen in California, because in California you can go infect 1,000 people with AIDS and it's legal now. And you know, it's all good. This is insane. Kid Daniels again. Outrage over New York City shipping human excrement to small towns. Folks, the trash problem in New York City is such a problem. Like, if you haven't been to New York City, if you're walking around in New York City, there's literally trash in the streets because they can't put it anywhere. They don't have alleys. The dumpsters are all full. So they literally just put their trash in the streets. And now there's so much human excrement, they don't know what to do with it. They literally load it up onto trains, and they call it a poop train, and then they dump it in middle America. Isn't that just a perfect representation of how liberals that flock to these cities like New York and L.A. destroy them and then dump all of their you-know-what on middle America? I mean, that's what they do. Liberals, coastal liberal elites who live on the coast, literally just dump their you-know-what on middle America. That's what they do. Hidey-ho! Hidey-ho! Hidey-ho, middle America! Here comes the poop train! You remember that migrant caravan that comes here every year that got stopped? Well, they're going to keep coming. And remnants of it, the ones that decided to keep going, are still going to try to cross the border, said to be about 500 of them. And where is Jeff Sessions? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Americans waste 150,000 tons of food per day. You know, this is actually something I learned, that in China, if you don't finish the food on your plate, you're like a jerk. Like, you're really like, you're like, what? Like, it's the most rude thing you can do, to leave food on your plate. Maybe that's something people in America should start considering, because this is bad. I mean, the amount of food that we throw away, considering how many people go starving every day. I mean, oh, but I guess, conservatives can't talk about that. No. Oil topped $68 for the first time in more than 3 years as U.S. crude stockpiles fall. Oil soars 2.9% to 3-year high. I'm wondering if this has anything to do with Rex Tillerson and his removal from the Trump administration. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Human-mouse hybrid. Scientists grow human brain in tiny rodent. That's from the Express, published today. InfoWars told you they were doing that years ago. Where's our Pulitzer Prize? Hyper-realistic robot that is indistinguishable from humans startles punters at a London pub. And then you've got the facial replication technology, where you can take anyone's face and then say something and then it looks like they're saying it. This is the next fake news attack, is using these technological weapons. John Rapoport takes over in the fourth hour. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.